Are you ready, Alabama? You're listening to our number two in the doghouse.
You need to be more like a dog.
Ruff, silence, quiet.
All my boys, stand up.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a dog?
Yes.
I am also a dog.
All right.
Yeah.
We're dogs.
Yeah, we're dogs.
We're dogs that live near each other.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, it's the Tom Abraham Show.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog. Here's Tom Abraham.
We strong! We're strong! We're strong!
You all may be taking the week off, right, this week, but I'm not.
Our number two, Bracket Day in the Doghouse. Taking it 5:30 tonight because you've got NCAA First Four action coming up, and we'll have that for you here on the Also, we're done the rest of the week because the games will be on both Thursday and Friday, the glorious first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. There's nothing like it. Westwood One style on the radio with the sneakers squeaking as you're out there working or doing your thing and throw it on in the office or whatever it is that you're doing. Now, I'm giving you some handicapping advice today. I'm going to reveal my bracket a little bit later on, Tony Mack's bracket a little later on as well. But I want to give you a little something. I want to give you a little sum so that you can go ahead and communicate with the show as best as possible because we are very busy today. And here's what I got. I've got a pair of tickets to the early Rodman show. Rod Thompson is going to be at Stand Up Live on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I've got a pair of tickets to the early show, the 7 o'clock show, and a pair of tickets to the late show, which is the 9 o'clock show, on Friday night. One pair for the early show, one pair for the late show. And I'm going to give them to the text of the day and the tweet of the day. So go ahead and start wearing it out at Twitter, at Tom Abraham Show. Shoot me some good, funny text and tweets. The text number, of course, is 732-982-7469. Whoever gives us the best, most informative, or funniest, or whatever, tweet of the day, text of the day, each of you will get a pair of tickets to the Rodman Show down there. And this guy's a very funny guy. I mean, he's been all over everywhere. He was a winner in that last Comic Standing thing. Very, very solid at Stand Up Live in Huntsville. All right, so we've got that for you. All right, joining us now on Woody Anderson Ford VIP Hotline, we go to a guy that comes into this tournament hot as a pistol with his NCAA basketball picks from our good friends at VegasInsider.com. It is Kevin Rogers. K-Rog, welcome in. How are you, man?
Tom, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good. I don't like my bracket, you know, but I can't change it. I got these dog rules. I'm like, when I hit that button or I write that team down, I don't change it. That's a one bracket. I don't change it because I don't want to be guy, oh, I had that pick, and then I changed it at the last minute. I'm not going to be that guy. So I'm stuck with it, and I'm not real thrilled with it. I got to be honest with you.
Well, first of all, the people that are always excited about their brackets always lose early. So sometimes it's better not to be happy about your bracket because then you'll probably win.
That's a good point. All right, that's a good point. Now, listen. I got to ask you, by the way, I'll send you the link. Well, it's easy, umpsports.com. We've asked a number of guests, handicappers, and others, you know, celebrity types and so on, to join our contest if they want to get in. And we'd love to have you in there so that people can, you know, pick against you. I think you may have already been asked this by Arky Shea. I'm not sure. I know that Bo Estes is from NBA TV. He's going to be in there as well. So if you want to go to umpsports.com after and fill out your bracket, we'd love to have you in the contest so people could kind of see how they do against you.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, I can fill it out, and we'll see how much of a failure I am or if I know what I'm doing.
Well, the problem with it, I got to be honest with you, too, is, and I don't like this, is that we didn't control how it was set up. It's a cumulus thing. You know, we got 700 radio stations or whatever it is. But the thing is, and this one is just for our group here, but the thing is, it's 1 point per pick every pick, which I don't like that. I mean, it's like the whole thing the first 2 days, right? The first and second round is going to end up determining this thing. So you got to be careful with upsets early. It's not like when you got a graduated one, you know, and you could fix, oh, I got ETSU beating Florida in the first round, but then they lose in the second round and you could fix it. You don't have it that way. It's like pick of the day. You know, it's pick one pick for every 1 point for every pick.
That's fine. You know what? It all works. Mm-hmm. Some of them have advantages, some don't. But that's a decent system. It's okay. It just shows somebody you can win, you know, instead of just getting a whole bunch of points for one pick.
I got the first text in for text of the day under the hashtag best text of the day to win the tickets to the Rodman Comedy Show at the Comedy Club. And the text is simply Roll Tide. You see what I'm dealing with, Kevin? I mean, that's it. I mean, that's what I'm dealing with. Roll Tide. Hashtag best text of the day. That's what I get. That's where I am at. That's where I get.
I mean, didn't they lose last night?
They don't care. They didn't even know they got a basketball team.
Right, exactly.
Are you kidding me? Although, if they're not in the tournament next year, it'll be a disappointment. I will say this, but I want to start there because I know you're putting out picks for a lot of games, including NIT games. The lower seeds were 2-6 yesterday, or 6-2 yesterday. The lower seeds were 2-6 yesterday. Nobody wants to play in that thing. Nobody wants to go to that thing. I think people watched it maybe because it was on ESPN and they didn't even know where those first four games were on something called True TV. But when you're handicapping those games and picking those games, do you look at that and say, you know what, Indiana, Alabama, these other Power 5 type teams, they don't even want to be in these games, and you take the lower teams?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you look at Clemson, they were up 19 on Oakland, and they ended up blowing that game. So it's not like they didn't show up. They played really well, then they sucked for the second half. So, you know, you can't really say that they didn't care. Now, Cal didn't care because their two top players were out, and they got knocked out. Utah was a big favorite, and they lost to Boise State. And then when you look at even Alabama, I mean, Richmond's a good team. But then again, on the flip side, Illinois fired their coach, and they beat Valparaiso by like 27 points. So what does that mean?
Yeah, well, nothing, apparently. I mean, I guess. But it seems to be – my idea is, you know, tell me this wouldn't be cool. How about a preseason NIT tournament like in December, right after the conference championships – in football, and you'd have the top, you'd actually be a national invitation tournament where you invite the top 32 teams in the country to play in this thing. The winner is guaranteed no worse than a 4 seed in the madness, so there's a little something there. And you tell me we wouldn't spend 2 weeks watching a preseason NIT with the top 32 teams in the country.
I don't know. I think that the people are very fickle. I think that the college basketball fan, I think, wants to wait till March. They want their March Madness, and that's it. I don't really think that they are fine. I mean, there's no way they try that. They had Michigan State play Kentucky and Kansas and Duke and all these early on in the season. I don't think there's really a lot of traction to it.
Yeah, okay. All right, talk to me about the way you think that this bracket sets up and you know, and what you're seeing as far as teams getting through. I have only one seed to the Final Four. You know, what are your thoughts on how this thing's going to unfold?
Well, last year we only saw one number one seed make it to the Final Four. That was North Carolina, who ended up losing to Villanova, who was a 2 seed. So we had a 1, 2 twos, and a 10 with Syracuse. With Syracuse, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they're better than a 10 seed, you know, so it's not really like a huge upset as far as them making it where they made it. Now, as far as what I like with my four, Arizona is a team that I think can take it, you know, with them going back to play at the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I have Arizona, Kentucky, Villanova, and Oregon as my four teams. I mean, Villanova has been so strong this year. It's hard to go against them. I think in Kentucky's region with North Carolina that they could knock off North Carolina somewhere down the line. They were just too up and down at times this year. And for Oregon, I mean, that's just a well-coached team. It's a solid team. And I think the Pac-12, you know, even though maybe it wasn't great from top to bottom, still it was pretty top-heavy, and those teams are pretty good.
I'm fascinated by the potential Kentucky-UCLA matchup, and I'm leaning UCLA there because of the fact that the way they scored a ball, and Kentucky, I've seen them too many times this year just lay eggs, and you know, that to me is going to be the key game there. I think either of those teams could beat North Carolina, but that Kentucky-UCLA game is going to be pretty sexy in the Sweet 16.
Well, I'll tell you something. I would not be shocked. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I would not be shocked if UCLA got knocked out early, and I'll tell you what.
Guys, you're killing me now when you got to and you say that now. Now you're killing me. Jeez.
No, I'll tell you why, because there's always that team that everyone thinks is going to go very far, and I guess put it to you this way. This guy, LeVar Ball, the father, he's totally screwing this thing up for his kid, I believe.
He is.
His kid hasn't said anything, which is fine. I mean, I think his mindset is, and call me crazy, that he's not looking at UCLA winning a championship. He's looking at, okay, I built you up this year. People know who you are. You know what? If you're done, you'll still be a high draft pick. You get knocked out early, who cares? Now we can prepare for the NBA. Yeah. I really believe that deep down. And UCLA, for as good as they were offensively, their numbers weren't great defensively. I don't think they'll make it out of the first weekend.
Wow. Man, I just think that they're a shock and awe type team the way they score. And, you know, when they play some teams that they haven't seen them, you know, it could be a different kind of a game. What about Michigan? Do they get any love off of winning the tournament? They obviously had that big scare where the plane went off the runway and all that kind of stuff. Can they beat Louisville in the second round?
Well, you know something, they have a tough draw in the first round with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a pretty good team that started off very slowly, the Big 12, but really picked it up. And I look at Michigan and I say, I don't want to say like blow it all that weekend, but they were so great and had so much momentum that weekend that now, you know, with a few days off and so on and so forth, did that hurt them? That's what scares me a bit is teams that play with all the momentum. Now what do you do moving forward? That I could see Michigan probably getting bounced early.
There are two teams, Kevin Rogers with us, VegasInsider.com. From a line standpoint, there are two teams in the state of Florida that are laying heavy wood, and it's the Gators and the Noles. And in both cases, I think that they could lose the game outright. Now, I'm not predicting that necessarily. Well, actually, I am. But this East Tennessee State team is pretty damn good, and Florida's look kind of choppy down the stretch here. At Florida Gulf Coast, we know about those guys and how they can be against your Seminoles. Now, I don't know if you're going to pick them to win the game necessarily. But Florida's a 10.5-point favorite over East Tennessee State. Florida State's a 12-point favorite over Florida Gulf Coast. I could see those both being games right down the stretch. What do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously the tournament committee is lying to you if they didn't say that this was a matchup that they wanted to do because of region. Like, you wouldn't have Florida State play Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City or in Tulsa.
Right.
Obviously, them playing Orlando makes it a little more relevant for that area. Now, Florida State this year, they were nearly perfect in the state of Florida. So that's one thing. When they're playing close to home, they've been very good. The Gators scare me a little bit because they really weren't that great down the stretch. They lost to Vandy a few times. I don't know about Florida. I'd almost say, and there's not any kind of bias, but I really don't know how far Florida can go, even though they are playing close to home. But that East Tennessee State team is a good team out of the Southern, which is an improved conference. So I think that Florida may have some issues early on.
Yeah, I actually do have East Tennessee State winning that game as well. All right, if there's a team that is a lower seed, I've got nothing left lower than a 3 seed going to the Final Four. 10, you said Syracuse last year. They were a better team than that. But if there's a team that could come out of the pack that is a 6, 7, 8 type seed in a year where we really didn't feel like we had great teams, who are you looking at? Who are you looking at making a long run? Wisconsin's an 8 seed. Notre Dame's a 5. You know, I don't think that's out of whack too much. But is there a team that you like if the guys that like to get in these contests where they take the lowest seed to go all the way?
I'll give you one team who I think really got on the radar this year, and I think they could probably make a little bit of a run. And I think I'm probably nuts with this, is Nevada. That they faced Iowa State in the first round, and Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament championship. But we've seen Iowa State melt down in the tournament before over the years. So, you know, they kind of scare me a little bit from that respect. And Nevada is a good team that no one really talks about out of the Mountain West. That they won either the CBI or the CIT last year, one of those lower-tier tournaments. And you kind of see them making that next step, and they really got on the map with that win at New Mexico, the game that they were down 10 in the final minute or whatever it was, they forced mm-hmm. overtime. That's a team that I think could maybe win one or two games. I'm not going to say go to the Final Four, but maybe win a few games.
Michigan State was embarrassed last year in that loss to Middle Tennessee, and they didn't have a good year. I mean, it wasn't a typical Michigan State team, but we always talk about Tom Izzo in the tournament. They get Miami right off the jump there, and, coupled with the embarrassment of last year and the fact that it's still Tom Izzo in the tournament, how far, you know, do you like Michigan State to at least a slight upset over Miami and then get shellacked by Kansas, or do they have an opportunity to go deep as a 9?
You know, with Michigan State, I always feel like when they're an 8 or a 9 is when they're going to go to the Final Four. When they're a 2 is when they get knocked out early, like we saw last year. Now, the Michigan State-Miami game on Friday is going to be a very good game. I think that can go either way, obviously, with the seedings being as close as they are. But I don't think Michigan State can knock out Kansas. I really don't. I don't know how far Kansas will go, but Michigan State, if they beat Miami, all right, but I don't think they're going to end up beating Kansas. I think they'll be one and done, potentially.
Now, I know you'll be picking a number of games. How many games will you be picking? If people want to go to VegasInsider.com and get your picks, are you going to be picking every game? Are you picking four or five games a day? How are you going to play this out?
No, I have a few games a day that are already posted on VegasInsider.com. I'm not going crazy picking every game. You can't. I mean, it's just too – I mean, it's one thing in a bracket, but, you know, just to pick every game against the spread is just too much. You got to be selective with this. And, I mean, I'll tell you, I don't know much about Vermont. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there are teams where I just don't know much about them, and those are teams you stay away from. But the ones that are the matchups a little, you know, closer to home in a sense that you've seen a lot of these teams, they're easier. But, you know, you go to VegasInsider.com. I have a few of my picks already up for Thursday and for Friday, just a handful each day, and a few for tonight, too. So check it out there. But I'm not going to go crazy all over the board. I think you try to be selective with these games.
How about Middle Tennessee, a 12-5 game, and they opened up as a point-and-a-half dog to Minnesota, and now they're a one-point favorite against Minnesota. I mean, it's like the worst-kept secret in the world, but – you know, you wonder at what point in time does Minnesota, who wasn't in the tournament last year, whether Richard Pitino and that crew can, you know, kind of carry a little bit of the banner for the Big Ten, or if they're going to get whacked and Middle Tennessee's going to, you know, go on a little run here.
You know, I don't really know if Middle Tennessee State can go on that run. I know they won 30 games this year, and everyone remembers them for beating Michigan State last year, but they totally shot lights out in that game. I mean, that's why they ended up winning, and then they played Syracuse in the next round and just got destroyed. So I don't know if they just lost the momentum after the first game, but I think Minnesota is another well-kept secret there. And they won 8 games last year, won 24 this year. I think too many people are putting credit into Middle Tennessee State, not to take away from what they've done, but Minnesota's played the tougher schedule in the Big Ten. And I think that Minnesota playing close in Milwaukee, I think that they got a good shot to win that game.
All right, man. It's all good stuff. Check them out at VegasInsider.com. Kevin, I appreciate you.
All right, Tom. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Don't forget to get in our contest. We'll have a local winner. Look, if you hit all the games, you get $1 million. Yeah, I know. If you hit 60 games, you get $10,000. Yeah, I know. There's 63 games. I get it. But if you can beat the other 150 people or so that you're going against from the hump, you win a $350 worth of golf at the private Cambridge Club. Plus, you know what? This is just a dude thing to do. It's a dude thing to do. You make a bracket out. This is just about, I don't care if you want the golf or not. You can give it away as a gift. Everybody knows somebody that's a golfer if you're not a golfer. The biggest thing is that this is a dude thing to do. I mean, look, it's a chick thing to do even now. 48% of Americans are making out a bracket. But I'm speaking to the dudes. I mean, I can't remember the last time I didn't make a bracket out. Just to make a bracket out. I would have to say, I'm 56 years old. I would have to say that I've been making brackets out since I was about 25. Because it really became cool to do at 64. 1985, I was 24 years old, and it became a 64-team tournament. I know I made a bracket out that year. I'm sure I did. And I've been making them out ever since. There's never been a year since I made out my first bracket where the next year, oh, I forgot to make a bracket out. I mean, I know people that do that. They're like, oh, what? Bracket. But I mean, you don't even have to be a huge college basketball fan. It's just one of them things that you do. I just think it's something that you got to do. Make a bracket out. All right. A guy who was making a bracket out in our contest is Bo Estes from NBA TV and NBA.com. Plus, we're talking NBA with him as well. A little bit later on in the show, in the 4 o'clock hour, Aaron Suttles will be in from the Tuscaloosa News and Tidesports.com as Alabama will hit the field on Tuesday to get things started for spring ball. And since we're not here the next couple of days, I figure, like, hey, let's reach out to him and get a little love in there before we go any further on this deal. So we'll talk to Aaron Suttles in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Then at 4:25, the big reveal of our complete brackets, both mine and Tony Mack's. I'm looking for a great text. I'm looking for a great tweet. I got tickets to the Rod Man Show, Rod Thompson, at Stand Up Live. $50 worth of tickets, $25 a piece. All right, I got tickets for you on that deal. If you want to go Friday, I got tickets, a pair to the early show, pair to the late show. Make a great tweet. Make a great text. 732-982-7469 is your text number. Twitter is at Tom Abraham Show. We'll come back, talk some NBA with Bo Estes next right here on the Tom Abraham Show on 730-1039 The Ump.
WUMP Sports Radio. The Ump. It's time for 60 with Cole Kubelik.
Could not help but be surprised when I tweeted a video of former Texas A&M wide receiver Ricky Seale Jones and got a lot of negative lashback from Auburn fans. Now, Ricky Seale Jones blocked back on Auburn defensive back Jeremiah Denson in 2015. Denson ends up hurting his leg, separating his shoulder, and missed the rest of that season. Didn't really participate in 2016. Ricky Seale Jones didn't go low, and a lot of the tweets and messages that I was getting back were that they wished that Ricky Seale Jones would be hurt. Fanaticism is going a little bit too far. It's okay to be a fan of your team and want your team to win, but to wish ill will and wish guys to be injured on another team because they've successfully done something against your team is just wrong. It's time to be grown-ups when we're cheering for our football teams.
Don't miss the Cube Show with Cole Kubelik and Arky Shea. Weekday morning 6 to 10 a.m. only on The Ump. Here's what you missed on the Sports Flood.
And I'm not one of these guys that says he can't make a mistake and he's just, look, he's unflappable. I believe every quarterback is flappable. You just got to get to flapping. Bob Shoup got to flap Jalen Hurts. You get paid lots of money to go flap quarterbacks. So get out there and flap a freshman quarterback. You're at home. Jalen Hurts is a baby. Go flap that baby. That's all I'm telling you. Go flap the baby. You got to go flap the baby. That's how you win the game.
Saturdays 9 to 11.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
March Madness is a time when the best of the best come out to play. Experience that same level of performance with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan. Visit Smith Infiniti of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 3/31/17. Infiniti is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infiniti. Empower the drive.
Every 2 minutes, a child enters foster care in the United States. More than 23,000 of these youth age out of foster care without anyone to protect them and care for them. You can be the difference for a child or teen in foster care. To learn about fostering or adoption, call SAFY today at 334-270-3181 or visit the website at safy.org. Consider becoming a foster parent, an agent of hope. Log on safy.org.
Are you at risk for whooping cough? Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is an extremely contagious respiratory illness that can cause a violent cough lasting up to 10 weeks. Pertussis is spread through the air when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. Over 48,000 cases of pertussis have been diagnosed in the United States, the highest number of cases since 1955. And even though you may have gotten the DPT shot when you were a child, over time, your immunity to pertussis declines, leaving you and those around you at risk. Even if you've received a tetanus shot in the past, there's a high likelihood it did not contain pertussis protection. Receiving the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine will not only protect you, but also prevent you from spreading the disease to others, especially to young children for whom whooping cough can be fatal. To find out more about the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine, be sure to talk to your pharmacist or doctor today.
Brought to you by Kubota. He's the neighbor with the RN Zero Turn. He mows, maintains, shapes, and perfects. He takes pride in himself and this place he calls home. This is why he does it. Kubota. Find your local Kubota dealer at alabamakubotadealers.com.
A cold day today with a sunny sky, the high 42. Tonight, another freeze warning. The sky clear, the low at 22. For tomorrow, sunny and not as cold, the high 54. And on Friday, the warming trend continues. A mixture of clouds and sunshine. Friday's high 65. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household. The Big Dog, Tom Abraham.
Welcome. The following is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
I'm not kidding you, man. One of the best things about the tournament?
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
That guy. I'm just saying.
Welcome.
That guy right there. That dude. That's a real dude. I had him on a show once. Now look, it's enhanced a little bit there with the thing. But it's it.
Welcome.
When he does that, I mean, I got that ring. That's on my doorbell. I got that ring when I get home from work at night.
Welcome.
That's what happens when I come in the house. Are you kidding me? That's just, it's glorious. It's absolutely glorious. All right, our next guest knows a little something about that kind of production value as well. Of course, from TNT and NBA TV and NBA.com, Bo Estes joins us on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Bo!
Welcome.
Just wanted to drop that on you.
I got a story for you. One of our editors here at NBA TV is also a movie voiceover guy.
Yeah.
And you just, every day I see him, I'm like, you're wasting money. Why are you here? Just do those e-sounds just like that guy. And he sounds like that in person, too. It's amazing.
You know, and this guy, he's a real guy. White, I think, is his last name. Yeah, I had him on the show once, and he's a real guy. Now, they enhance it a little bit, but
welcome.
But it's still fantastic, and there's just nothing like it. You know who I miss, and a guy who's a friend of mine, is Tommy Tighe, with all his little limericky, shicky type, highlights and stuff. But Tommy hasn't done the Westwood One in like 6 or 7 years now. He works on the Miami Heat radio network, but Tommy used to do that stuff as well for Westwood One. But they do a great job with their radio coverage.
Yeah, there's a movie that does a little send up of those voiceover guys and the competition in that business, and I think you can find it on Netflix. It's terrific. Those guys are just there. It's a world unto its own. In fact, the Atlanta Voiceover Convention was here this weekend. And, it was that group of guys descending on Atlanta. It was very funny.
Now, speaking of very funny, I mean, I know Chuck is Chuck, and I love what Chuck had to say about LeVar Ball. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't want to see those two guys play basketball, but LeVar Ball. I mean, look, LeVar Ball once scored 56 points in his career, at West Washington State, right? But having said that, and I don't want you to bite the hand that feeds, I know, but, Chuck – I know TNT, True TV, all of those stations are all involved in the tournament early on, especially. But it's just something about Chuck talking about the college game. You get the feeling that he's really not spending a lot of time prepping for the tournament. It's just that they want him on because he's Chuck. You know what I mean? That's a feeling I get.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, I think people want to be around that guy. His personality is unbelievable, and he does a lot of good things here for us at the NBA. But I don't necessarily think that it's us begging to have him on. I think it's everybody wanting him on because of what he does for eyes and viewers and stuff like that. Keep in mind, I mean, inside the NBA is the one studio show that holds the number from the game, nearly holds it. So and it's Chuck. Chuck does it, and Chuck's the man who gets that stuff done. So I don't blame him, but. You're right. If you're talking about like the best technical analysis of, the seventh seed in the Western region, I don't think he's your guy. But I do think that he could be darn entertaining.
Yeah, he's very entertaining. I think he's good on the big teams, you know, when you get down to the blue bloods, you know, when things get going in the tournament. But, you know, yeah, to hear him, you know, break down Winthrop or something like that, he doesn't know. He's not paying any attention. He doesn't watch half of the NBA games. He even said that. He don't watch bad NBA teams. Why is he going to watch, you know, college basketball?
He gets better on the second weekend, I think. Yeah. You know, after you've had a chance to see all the first-round games and all the first-round teams, and he gets to sample all that, see all the highlights, he gets better when it pairs down to 16 teams. I think that's really when he starts to shine, and you know, some of the knowledge that he has about the game. You know, I've said it a million times, the best show that you could ever have is to just stick a camera back in the green room during an NBA night here. They'll never do it, but it's unbelievable. And a lot of it is, you'd just be surprised at the amount of knowledge in the room. It's as entertaining as you imagine, but the knowledge is terrific too.
Well, they own, don't they own, you know, Showtime or something like that? They can put it on one of those channels, HBO or something like that. You know,
they're not going to put that out there. Those guys don't want that out there.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'll tell you a dirty little secret now. I do this. I used to do it more with Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday night. They show it a lot of times on the NHL Network. And I will time it up. If I'm home on a Saturday night, I'll jump over at about 6:45 just to watch Don Cherry in the first intermission do his thing, right? And I'll be honest with you. If it's not a game I'm that interested in on TNT or whatever, I'll keep checking to see when we're getting to the end of the second quarter and then jump into halftime just to watch Chuck. You know, isn't that crazy? I mean, then the game goes back, and I won't watch the rest of the game. I just want to see Chuck at halftime talking about some goofy thing, and Shaq has gotten better and better as time has gone on, and the interaction is fantastic, and Kenny's Kenny. You know, he's always good.
Well, take that a step further. Is there a guy in the NFL that you would turn over to watch? Is there a guy in baseball that you would turn over to watch like you would Chuck? I don't know that there is.
No. Well, I'll say this about baseball. I will watch the MLB game when Bob Costas is on the game. It's, you know, Costas does so few games, but he does do, him and Jim Cott do a handful of games for the MLB Network. And if Costas is on the game, I'll stop and I'll watch the game for a few innings, like, you know, just because it's Costas, you know, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, no, well, obviously. He's got some knowledge, man. That guy, even like, I when you go back and you look at Michael Jordan's last shot against Brian Russell, he's the one with the call. And he's the one with the amazing perspective. As they go to timeout, he had just a wonderful moment right there. And, you know, that's why he's Costas. I mean, he's a legend, and he can sort of master the moment. And so that's a talent.
Bo Esses with us, NBA TV, NBA.com. You know, who was it? Mark Cuban, right? It took a lot of heat for his comments about Russell Westbrook. But I think what's happened coming off of that is other people have now been emboldened in this discussion as we get down to a dozen games or so to go in the season. Now other people are emboldened to question whether or not, you know, you can vote for James Harden or you can vote for LeBron or whoever. You know, there's a number of guys that are maybe in this race legitimately. And what was a foregone conclusion when Russell Westbrook was stacking up triple doubles doesn't seem to be so much anymore. And in a way, maybe Cuban kind of opened the door to that discussion.
Well, I think there's two things to this. Russell Westbrook may have a season where he averages a triple-double for the first time since 1962. Nobody's done it. He may do that and lead the league in scoring at the same time and, one, not be an all-star starter, and, two, not be the MVP, which is mind-boggling. Now, set that aside, there are other guys that are certainly worthy of really being in that discussion. The Houston Rockets are a much better team than the Oklahoma City Thunder, and James Harden has changed positions this year. He's become a point guard. He leads the league in assists. He's one of the top scorers in the league. So obviously he deserves consideration because the Rockets are so much better than the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, you know, you always go to – this is a discussion I think you and I have had, the MVP versus the best player. We all know that LeBron's the best player. We know that. It's not a big secret. He was the best player last year when Steph Curry was having that amazing year. LeBron is the best player. But MVP is sort of something different that is bracketed in with that one year and sort of a narrative that you can attach to that. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, if I were betting, I would bet that James Harden ends up getting it. And I will still be shocked that Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double, led the league in scoring, and didn't get it.
Yeah, well, the part of not being a starter in the All-Star game is the goofy part. You know, that, when you add that to the triumvirate, I mean, then it becomes, you know, really crazy to look at that way. But, And in the NBA, it's such an individual sport where you can have a guy that dominates. You could make that case all the time in the history of the NBA in the MVP type deal. In Michael's era, who was ever better than Mike? He was always the best player. Wilt Chamberlain, I mean, Bill Russell, you know, whoever it was, Magic Johnson didn't win it every year, Larry Bird and so on. But, you know, it's different when you're talking about MVP versus best player. And there's always seems to be that one player who you could, and same thing with coaches, by the way. You know, coach of the year, Chuck Knoll never was coach of the year in the four Super Bowl years with the Steelers. You know what I mean? Nick Saban just won the coach of the year nationally in football. He's the coach of the year every year until he decides not to coach anymore. But usually they give it to somebody who turned the team around.
Yeah, there's usually something about improvement that's sort of boiled into that award. I don't necessarily agree with that. You're right. The point about the Michael Jordan point is the end all point. Every year that somebody else won the MVP when he was, you know, after, say, year two, you would have traded that player that won the MVP for Michael Jordan. You'd have rather had Michael Jordan at that moment. So, I just think that, you know, maybe the player of the year and the MVP, you have to look at them differently. Even let's take it a step further. Rookie of the year. Joel Embiid is the best rookie. I don't think there's much doubt about that. He's not going to win the rookie of the year. He didn't play enough games, but he's the best rookie. It's probably going to go to his teammate Dario Saric. But, I just think we have to figure out a way to sort of divide that in our minds and not think that the MVP is necessarily the best player, because the best player is LeBron James. There's no doubt about it. And when he wants to turn it on in the playoffs and when he finds that other gear, it's a gear that no one else has.
Well, Embiid might win that thing. I mean, when you say he hasn't played enough games in our mind, or is there a threshold you have to meet?
Nobody's ever played as few as games as him and won the rookie
by like
year.
32 games or something.
It's by a significant margin. Yeah. He hadn't even played in half the game. So
right.
it's going to be tough for him. Again, though, like if you ask me who's the best rookie, it's no question about it. It's Joel right. Embiid. It's not close. But given the award is something different.
I think he played 32 or 36 games, something like that,
right.
Some ridiculously low number. Bo Esses with us, NBA TV. All right. At the other end of the spectrum, the Brooklyn Nets have won 12 games. The Lakers have won 20 games. Lakers are starting to shut down guys and so on. There's always that little dirty secret about tanking and so on. There is a lottery system in place to try and deal with some of that. But at this point in time for the Lakers, is there a lot of I don't know what you do with it. Do you still get a heavily weighted number of ping pong balls? I mean, you know, God forbid they win three or four or five more games and jump in front of Phoenix or catch Sacramento or something like that, right? And screw things up. They need one of those top two or three players. Is there players at the top of that draft that, in your mind, you really got to try and get that guy?
I think that there are two players at the top of the draft, particularly if you need a point guard, that you would focus on above all others. There are four great point guards in the draft to me. De'Aaron Fox and Dennis Smith are two of them, but the top two at the draft that nearly everybody sees, number one is almost always Markelle Fultz from out at Washington, and number two is the billion-dollar baby, Lonzo Ball from UCLA. So I think people focus on those two. I think the Lakers would love to land Lonzo Ball and have him as the point guard and then figure out what to do with D'Angelo Russell. That's just my personal opinion. He's an L.A. kid. He's wildly hyped, and he is a terrific player. He really is. So I think that there's a lot of value in having him, both from a player standpoint and from a marketability standpoint. I don't know that happens for them, but I think even if they had the number one pick, I think most people, if they had the number one pick and needed a point guard, would go Markelle Fultz. I think for the Lakers, it would be interesting just because Ball is the local kid.
I think that the NBA then would, I think that LeVar Ball would petition the NBA and say that Lonzo is not going to show up at Laker camp unless that it's guaranteed that Jello and Melo also get to be Lakers in the 2 and 3 years down the road, I guess. So, you know, there'll probably be some kind of negotiations going on there so they could have the Ball triumvirate all in the – although they all play, I think, the same position basically. So I don't know if they'd have done enough basketballs for them to do that.
The littlest brother, LaMelo Ball, plays point guard. The middle brother is sort of almost like a Charles Barkley build and shoots three-pointers, Jello. I'll be honest with you, he's a good player. I'm not sure he's sort of your one-and-done category player like Lonzo and, you know, maybe LaMelo if he develops right, maybe him. But as far as Jello, I'm not sure.
So you're saying is that Lowball or Zoball, I don't know, whichever they go with it, whatever he goes by now, he would get like half of the $1 billion, and then the other two, Jello and Mello, got to split the other half, the other half a billion.
Quarter bill each.
That would make
they
sense.
They would have to get by on that.
Yeah, they'd have to figure out a way to do something. All right, Cleveland Cavaliers have seemed to, you know, quietly righted the ship a little bit, pulling away a little bit from the Boston Celtics. Their Celtics still hanging in there at 2.5 back. The Wiz three games back there. But it seems like things are pretty much settling out in the East. The only question now becomes this three teams fighting for one spot with four teams probably fighting for two. Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, Miami, which two survived that mess?
Well, so the Bulls obviously went through a bit of a struggle, losing five in a row recently. We'll see if they can turn it around. An interesting part has been the improved play of Rajon Rondo. The Milwaukee Bucks, I thought, stuttered for a moment after, when you lose a guy like Jabari Parker, you're going to step back for a second. But I think they sort of figured that out now. I think people would love to see the Bucks in. I think people would love to see the Bulls in just because Dwayne Wade. That would be interesting to me. I think the Bulls have got to show a little more consistency to get that done. But I would really enjoy those two teams.
How secure is Fred Hoiberg in all of this?
I don't think wonderfully secure. I mean, I think somewhat, but I don't think wonderfully secure, especially, you know, if you're struggling like that, if you're having players that are, you know, perhaps discipline problems, if you're having players questioning what's going on. That's never a good sign. I think he's a heck of a coach, but I just think sometimes situations don't work. And, you know, they need to get into the playoffs, and I think they need to, even if they lose, have an impressive performance. I think that helps him out a lot.
Well, that's just with us, NBA TV. All right, finally, a lot was said over the weekend when, you know, people laid out some pretty heavy cash to go see a sexy Warriors-Spurs game, and they got a JV game. And we've seen this before with back-to-back games and so on. Short of the NBA going to 65 games or 62 games, which they're not going to do. It's not happening. But by the way, that would make sense. I mean, to be honest with you, it would really make sense. Probably would make it more, you know, each game more urgent and so on and so forth. And LeBron and Dirk Nowitzki 2 years ago said that. And then I think we're told to shut up, stop talking about it. If you want to make, you know, $30 million a year, you know, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But does the league have to do something? I mean, how do they deal with this? Because people are paying $1,500 a seat, and they're finding not one, two, three, four guys sitting out. I mean, all of these guys sitting out. I mean, it's really brutal. People flying in from Mexico to see the game and everything.
I saw that.
Hate it. Yeah.
Well, so I tell you what, my guy I work with, David Aldridge, put together a pretty interesting plan on how to at least make a big problem a little bit less of a problem. And what he suggested was that there needs to be a period of notice in advance if you're going to rest players like Golden State did. He said 24 hours. I'd be in favor of 72 hours or more so that these people can try to figure out a way to get their money back or to make alternate plans. On top of that, if they are going to sit out, then they have to be available at some point in advance for the fans to meet them and sign autographs for a while. They can't just skip out on all that stuff as well. The fans need to get an experience if they paid all that money. If you got a 10-year-old kid who's a Steph Curry fan, well, he doesn't get to see him play, but he gets to sit next to him and take a picture with him and shake his hand and say hello. That makes it some better. It's not perfect, but it's some better. I think rest is going to happen. I think that the NBA is not going backwards on that sort of idea, but I think they need to figure out a way to give the fans a really good experience. And I sort of, you know, David Aldridge just sort of threw it together. I mean, you know, he's very meticulous as a guy, but he didn't have a lot of time. And what he came up with is pretty interesting to me. You can, if you want to check it out, it's on NBA.com. It's a pretty interesting plan.
What about the NHL system where they have instituted a 1 week bye in the middle of the season? I mean, I know you get the All-Star break, but what if there were a week where every team gets 1 week that they take? Now, having said that, by the way, all the NHL teams, when they came off their 1 week bye, they were like 3-14. It's crazy. They were terrible. And what they're going to do next year is they're going to schedule it so that two teams at a time take byes and they play each other when they come back. That's how bad it was for teams that had dead legs when they came back off their bye because, you know, it really takes away from it. But they were actually, they have a 1 week bye now in the season where you actually cannot even practice until like 2 days before the first game coming back out of bye. You get like 4 or 5 days where you don't even get to go to the gym. What if they did something like that in the NBA?
I mean, I think it could work. I think anything that involves more rest for the players, because back-to-backs, honestly, they do stat breakdowns on NBA.com, and you can look at players' performance and shooting percentage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on 1 day's rest, on 2 days' rest, on 3 days' rest. If you look at it as a large group, invariably the numbers get better the more rest they have. And so the Golden State Warriors, I think, really want to make sure they don't get hurt going into the playoffs this year. They've already suffered the Kevin Durant thing, so they're going to be very, very careful. And I think a lot of teams are, you know, looking at specialists and people that can give them better information on how to go forward with that and how to sort of minimize the chances of injury and improve your chances of having players at peak performance. And so, you know, I think rest is a great part of it. And if they wanted to schedule a week off, I would gladly hop on a plane and jump to an island somewhere as well in the middle of the season. But I think that they're going to look at a lot of things. The one thing I can tell you is Adam Silver's very proactive, and he solves problems quickly. So if he identifies this as a problem, and I think he has, I think something will come out of it. And it may not be a perfect solution the first time through, but it'll be something that is thoughtful and hopefully that they can improve upon if it's not perfect.
I heard a rumor that you went to umpsports.com and you're making out a bracket and can compete against our listeners. Is that right? Or you're going to?
There is a rumor, and I'm in early tonight at NBA TV. My wife's godson's with me, and he's going to go down here and work with one of our statistician guys. And so during that time, I'm going to fill out a bracket. I'm going to lean on the researchers here to see if I can get the best research. And here's what I guarantee you. The more research I get from experts, the farther I fall in your bracket. There's no question about it. If I knew nothing about it and just closed my eyes and guessed, that's the best I could do.
Probably right. That's for sure. I did see the Nature Boy made his pick, and you can kind of imagine who he went with. But, you know, that's Nature Boy. All right, man. Appreciate you as always. Great stuff.
Take care, Tom.
All right, man. Thank you. Boy, that's just getting in. Nate made his pick. He got in there. He made his pick. You know where he went. You know where they went. North Carolina. He's got North Carolina winning it all. He didn't exactly go out on a limb, but he's a Carolina guy. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back. Lions are open on the other side. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here on 730, 1039 The Ump.
730 and 1039 The Ump. More sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The LA Lakers are going into their very own version of Operation Shutdown. They're telling healthy vets, Luol Deng and Timofey Mozgov, they can effectively have the rest of the season off. And yes, these were the huge free agent acquisitions that were supposed to bring the Lakers back from the dead. A couple of dudes who signed for a combined $136 million over 4 seasons. But despite being healthy, they're shutting them down, and they're doing it to ensure that they go into the tank and retain that top three protected pick that they need so badly. Make sure that they're able to get their young players as much playing time as they can over the last 15 games. Even more hilarious is that when they asked Mozgov and Deng how they felt about being shut down, they both said they were good with it. Yeah, you think? Get paid millions not to work. Sign me up. Good work if you can get it. I'm Jim Rome.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, valid 316 to 319. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store or jcp.com for coupon and details.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? A reason why there's a supermarket employee there to help you, even though it's called self-checkout. So forget figuring out the produce code for apples and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Well, it was bound to happen. Football season will come to an end, but what that means is spring football is right around the corner, and so is the spring season. Now is the time to treat your vehicle to the ultimate in-service care at Woody Anderson Ford. You'll be stunned at the beautiful new service lanes, and you're going to want to leave yourself some extra time to have breakfast or lunch at Henry's Mustang Cafe. In fact, head to the Mustang Cafe any day, and while you're there, check out the new 2017 Fords. Woody Anderson Ford at Sparkman and Jordan Lane.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? What's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents, which leads to millions killed in shelters each year. Turns out, those little cuties can get pregnant sooner than you think. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. When you bring home a pet, get them fixed at 4 months old. Prevent more. Fix at month four. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
All right, let's get to the lines right away and see if we can get both these guys in. Start with Wolverine Dan. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, what's up, my man? Hey, listen. So you're telling me that you want Michigan to play Alabama. Now, we're surely not talking about basketball because you couldn't get out of the first round of the NIT. You got to be kidding me. Oh, that's like losing to a Division II football team, Appalachian State. Oh, Alabama. Come on, man.
Yeah, they didn't even care to be in that game, man. I mean, Richmond's not bad.
Look,
basketball's not the same. They were not that great at basketball. Their basketball's not the same as football.
Oh, listen to you talk. Come on. You know as well as I do, there's homers down here that want the team to do well. They ain't going to do well because they're not Michigan. Yeah, they're going to be a Sweet 16, baby, for sure. Michigan's in the Sweet 16. That's my pick. Now, with that said, yeah, I want Alabama every year in football. We might not win, but I tell you what, if we do get that win, oh, my, I'm going to be a nuisance on the airwaves, my man, because it's going to be all about Michigan football.
But it's already. I mean, you know, isn't it?
Even more.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't think. I mean, you could. That's all you ever talk about is to be a Michigan football anyway. So, I mean, it's not going to you talk about them anymore. The question is, if Alabama were to do Michigan the way they did them the last time they played, would you then like curb it a little bit? Or you probably wouldn't. You'd be the same dude. You're a Michigan guy. You're gonna do what you're gonna do.
Hey, you know what I gotta do? I gotta beat a homer. I got awards in my fan cave that says Homer. That means that I'm a homer. I don't mind saying it because I love my Michigan Wolverines. And, yeah, you know what? I think Harbaugh's got it in the right direction. I'm telling you right now, we're not going to be your doormat anymore, all right? We're going to do a little bit of our spanking on our side. So get used to it, okay?
Well, you got to get out of your conference first. I mean, they're not going to be as good this year as they were last year, right?
Got these recruiters, Ivory Vanity, first year guys. They're going to go in there and play like they've been a 4 year guy.
All right, man.
Hey, brother.
It's a good job by you. Appreciate you. Early leader for text of the day. Wolverine Dan makes me want to rip my ears off. Now I got to get a name. That guy might be going to the Rodman show. I got a pair of tickets to the early show and the late show on Friday for the best text and the best tweet. Could be two tweets, could be two texts. I'd like it to be one of each. Aaron Suttles is next. Talking Alabama football right here at 730-1039 AM.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Op. WUMP.
I'm Jason Horowitz with an NCAA tournament schedule preview. More First Four action coming up tonight with a doubleheader that includes the Pac-12's USC Trojans taking on the Providence Friars out of the Big East. And of course, tomorrow and Friday, we'll have the entire field hitting the hardwood. To follow all of the games and scores and make sure you don't miss any of the excitement, tune in to Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the entire NCAA tournament right here.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
It's warming up around Huntsville. That means it's time to get out and ride in a Polaris off-road vehicle. And the best time to buy is during the Polaris Spring Sales Event. You'll find great financing, plus rebates up to $2,000. You'll even get a free two-year extended warranty on any full-size Ranger or any Sportsman 450 or 570 ATV. See your Polaris dealer now.
Offer valid through April, may vary by model. No charge for promotional two-year extended warranty. See dealer for details. Off-road vehicles can be hazardous to operate. Always wear a helmet and take a safety training course.
Have a job to do but don't have the tools to do it? Then call Valley Equipment Rental in Huntsville today. Valley Equipment Rental has everything you need to get the job done fast. Mowers, tillers, pressure washers, floor sanders, trenchers, and much, much more await you at Valley Equipment Rental. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just a do-it-yourselfer, Valley Equipment Rental is here for you. Call today, 256-964-6081. Get rolling with Valley Equipment Rental in Huntsville. 256-964-6081. Valley Equipment Rental.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wake up with a Cube Show.
How in God's name are they ranking a safety grade at halftime of a game? How you can grade a safety? You don't know what coverage is called. You don't know what gap control in the run game is called. The offensive line grades that they're giving out are like 76 and 77. I would get kicked off the team if I graded in the 70s every game. Not benched. They would tell my ass to go home. Not Bob Newton be like, you graded a 76? Go back to Maison DeVille.
Morning 6 to 10.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
WUMP Madison. W28OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The